How are you?
I'm so happy to have you here today. Come on in. I got room for you because today you're the monkey and you're stuck in the middle of all the crazy activity. You're swinging back and forth on the bars in a cage someplace and that's you and there's somebody down below trying to throw what monkeys throw at each other. Oh, no. Oh, yuck. We'll talk about that, though, because you may be in that place right now and we'll help you change that. So hang on. It's going to be a fun ride today. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. The goal is very simple. Life begins when you move, then suddenly life gets in the way, good and bad ways. Good things happen that get you off track, don't they? And we have to figure out how to stay on track to get what we want and take positive control of our life. And as I talked about a week and a half ago, that's really exactly what we do. We take positive control. That's what I focus on every single day. And what that means is this. No matter what's on your plate today, no matter what will cross your path, no matter what might throw you off your track for your goals and what you want your life to be, I want you to take control of it. So it goes the direction you want it to go. We do that with the techniques we teach. And obviously, being a monkey in the middle, swinging, having monkeys throw stuff at you is kind of taking you off path. Metaphorically speaking, it happens all day, every day. So we'll talk about that today. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Hard to believe it's been 17 years. And I got to tell you, after dealing with tens of thousands of people, it's amazing to watch a change. You know what it comes down to? It's not so much the technique, the ideas. A lot of folks collect ideas and tips, and you need that. There's no doubt you have to do that, but it's how you change your mindset. It's all about that science of neuroplasticity. It's your mind rewiring itself so you think differently. And you know that a lot of people get on these shows and listen to these shows because that's what they want to do. And that's why I'm very careful about what I say and how I move you in a certain direction. Because I know I'm having an impact. I'm rewiring your brain. But I'm not the only one doing it. Everybody, everything, every thought you have all day today is going to rewire your brain. So the real challenge here is to rewire it with all the stuff that gets you going in the direction you want to go. So you kind of become immune to all the other stuff. So listen closely. Pay attention to how you take positive control today and every single day for the rest of your life. Boost coaching, by the way, is a great way to take control because everybody needs a little bit of coaching. Some people don't need an hour with me every single week, but you know, do it together, ask a question, get some insight, and maybe get a little tweak here or there is a good thing. I make it available to my Daily Boost premium members because they support the cause of getting this thing out all around the world. So I make it available to them. You can be one as you like to. Just go to dailyboostpremium.com, get signed up, cost you a couple of bucks. I'll send you an invitation. We'll get on the call together. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Monkey, 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 monkey in the middle. Monkey in the middle. Sounds like a game, right? Don't know exactly when I began to use that term. Maybe it was one day that I felt like I was being a monkey in the middle. Or maybe on a ping pong table, being the ball. Back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. I like to put labels on things. I like to put color on things. I like to make very vivid and very dramatic because then it means something to me. Have you ever found yourself stuck in the middle? I bet you have. Think about right now. Are you stuck in the middle right now? I'm going to pause for a second and I'm going to think about myself. Am I stuck in the middle of something? Yes, I am. Working through a few business issues, growth issues that I have felt stuck in the middle for about 9 months now. The light is at the end of the tunnel and it's not a train anymore. So we're getting there. But for a long time, I've been stuck in the middle. I bet you have too. You may be right now yourself. I was speaking with a client and the client was trying to be everything to everybody. His business was not growing. His life was not happy. He couldn't find a way to make progress on what he was doing. He was stuck in the middle. It's not a good place to be. And I knew that, so I said that. I said, my friend, you are stuck in the middle. Nothing good happens when you are stuck in the middle. Never does. Stuck in the middle is frustrating, but it's also not productive. Can't make progress in the middle. In business and in life, imagine that you have low expectations and you're surrounded by like-minded folks, and that's okay to you, right? That's not really good, is it? It's also okay, maybe you're in business and in life and you're reaching for your dreams and you have high expectations and you expect high expectations of people around you and they expect the same from you. So it's the low expectation kind of crowd or the high expectation kind of crowd. What's missing here? It's the middle. It's like sitting on a picket fence. Remember those picket fences? I'm sure they still exist in small towns all around the world. We have a fence. It's a wrought iron fence around our house. I will tell you this. It has little pointy things on it. I would not like to sit on that fence stuck in the middle between my yard and my neighbor's yard. And I won't get splinters in my ass because it's wrought iron. But I would hate to be stuck in the middle. I'm either going to stay in my yard or I'm going to go to my neighbor's yard. Same thing in your relationships. If you're stuck in the middle of a bad relationship, maybe you have positive expectations and your partner has negative ones. That's bad. You're stuck. Maybe you're at a job. Don't feel appreciated. Don't feel compensated. Not getting exactly what you want. Don't feel like you share values with the company. Or maybe you do feel like you share cultural values with the company. And yet some people aren't supporting those values. And you're going along with it because it's the job. You're stuck in the middle. So what happens when you're stuck in the middle? Well, I think you already know. Low and high expectations combine, and it confuses the result. I think you've heard me mention over the years, Walmart. Do you go to Walmart? I find Walmart very entertaining. Just on pricing alone, I don't know how they do it, but you know Walmart, it's entertaining in lots of other ways too. But years ago, they had a hard time because you know they were always the low price leader. And then one day they got fancy. And put big fancy TVs in the back, try to sell high-end stuff, try to be Target. Didn't work. What did they do? Well, they figured out they were stuck in the middle. No clear communication message. People didn't know what to do with them. And in a business idea, if you're stuck in the middle, if you're selling something at high-end and low-end at the same time, what's going to happen? Well, the people at the low-end are going with the stuff at the high-end for nothing. The people at the high-end are going to want it for free. You're the monkey in the middle. You're stuck. So pick a side. Whatever it happens to be. Whatever direction you're going, pick a side. Choose a side. Don't have to be mean about it. Don't have to cut people off about it. Don't have to do that. In fact, I will tell you, more and more as I've lived my life, I recognize when I get out of bed in the morning that it's just up to me just to pick a direction. Picking a side doesn't really necessarily matter. It's just a direction. And I don't even have to tell anybody what that direction is. I just have to decide which direction I want to go, as long as I'm not lingering in the middle where it just never works out well. I bet you here's your homework assignment. I bet you if you go out today and think about all the ways that being stuck in the middle can mess up your day, you can come up with a few, can't you? A few you're doing right now, and a few you need to move on from right now. And you can. Monkey in the middle. Don't be a monkey in the middle. Oh, I play that game with my dog, though. Yeah, my dog likes to be monkey in the middle. My wife and I get the toy, and you know how you play with the dog, and they go back and forth. It's Aussie in the middle, probably in this case. He goes back and forth and back, but he's a dog. It's okay. He likes to get in the middle and go back and forth at things, but if I get in the middle of two people trying to chug me back and forth, I don't like it. You don't either, do you? Hey, join me on my Boost coaching call. Just become a member of Daily Boost Premium. You can do that at dailyboostpremium.com. Go check it out and see if it's for you. Also, the Facebook group, I'm there free for you. And just tag me and let me know you want to say something to me. We have some very spirited conversations over there. Always nice, always positive. If they don't get positive, we just wrap them up and get rid of them. But it's always a good place. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Let me know you want to say hey and talk about something, and we will. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.